I've sat on the Rules of Golf Committee since 2004, and this is a question that's been talked about in depth and repetitively since. And here's where we come out on it. You know, most sports promote pushing the envelopes and the rules. So I never played professional sports, but let's just take football, for example. If Dan Dierdorf was sitting in here, my very dear friend and three-time Hall of Famer, he would tell you that he tried to hold, cheat, block illegally, whatever he could get away with that was within the purview or the eyesight of the referees. Or if a basketball player would say that he would try to – Ellen was a competitive athlete before her golf endeavors, so she was a basketball player, so she hand-checked people and did things that really were in breach of the rules, but at least approached that line of them. That's not our game. Our game is, for all the things that Ellen and Jim said here this afternoon about its integrity, the self-policing aspect of this game. So I don't know anybody on the PGA Tour that I've met, and I've not always seen eye to eye with all of them, and the LPGA Tour for this matter as well, that would want to win a tour event, and there was a call-in when somebody saw a breach of a rule and it wasn't applied because they couldn't take that type of evidence. I don't know anybody that would want to do that that's in this game. Again, that's what attracts us people to this game or these principles to which we've made reference, and that's why we say we're going to get every information we can because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to sort out who's the best. Now, when Tiger Woods says, well, why should I be under the microscope because I'm in the lead or I'm televised frequently, that's just the cost of doing business. Mm-hmm. So when you're that good, you're going to be under a little more microscope than the player that was first off the tee. I really don't see we've made some adjustments in the rules about TV evidence that players couldn't possibly have known because of the technology that a rule was breached about avoiding some application of that rule then. But merely a call-in, I don't see that changing anytime soon. The RNA and the USGA are in pretty lockstep on this subject.